Hello, my name is Amy Toy, the host of Angel Answers with Amy Toy. Besides being a radio show host, I'm also an intuitive counselor who provides spiritual insight into matters of the heart. Are you confused about your love life? Thinking of getting a new job? Wondering about your purpose and why you are here? I work very closely with not only the angelic realm, but also those who have crossed over to the other side. All sessions are strictly confidential. I also offer long-distance healing sessions using angelic energy. This angelic energy, also known as integrated energy therapy, IET, can be done through Skype or on the phone and helps you get the issues out of the tissues. For first-time clients only, I am offering a 20% discount. You can find me online on amytoyamytoy.com, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, or email me at angelicamy35@gmail.com or simply call 727-514-7323. May the angels carry you through, and this is for entertainment purposes only.
Welcome to Angel Answers with Amy Toy. We are in for an awesome show today. We have a what I call a repeat offender. She's been on the show before. Her name is Cheryl Melody Baskin, also known as Melody. And she has written her second book called Heart Dreamer, Stepping into Life, Love, Creativity, and Dreams No Matter What. And she is a life-changing author. She has previously done her first book, which is a really great book if anyone ever wants to read it. It changed my life, and I believe it's called The Shift of Heart, Path to Healing and Love. And she, like I said, is a life-changing author. She's into the healing arts and creativity specialist, a motivational speaker and educator, and an intuitive heart dreamer, life coach, workshop facilitator, musician, and sound healer. And she's always been a starry-eyed dreamer of dreams and is a strong believer in listening to life's wisdom whispers, trusting the magical mystery of the unknown, healing from the inside out, holding a vision for peace, and walking the path of life. Her passion is to inspire everyone and anyone with a dream to take a leap of faith towards living it. Melody's personal passion and personal life is filled with balance, contemplation, meaningful social interaction, and the healing power of nature, creativity, positive words, heart-opening presence, positive music, and walking the path of life. And she believes we're all connected like we always do. Welcome, Melody. Melody, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Amy. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's awesome. Yes, and you have recently started another Facebook group. What is that called?
The Shift of Heart group or the second group?
The new one that you just started based on the book,
right.
I believe.
Yeah, I call it Calling All Dreamers, but I actually put a hold on it because I just felt like I was biting off more than I could chew. and so I decided to focus on the Shift of Heart Facebook site because we have so many people from around the world in there, and I can include going for your dreams and visioning and all of that in everything that we talk about. And we talk about everything that has to do with being a human being, right? So I'm just going to concentrate on the Shift of Heart site now. I just kind of did a do-over, and I admitted to everyone, because I think you have to admit your vulnerabilities, and, you know,
yeah,
that as much as my heart thought that this was a great idea, I'm so busy right now with releasing the book and stepping into it that I just couldn't do another thing, and I really try to do a good job with the Shift of Heart site and answer everyone and guide them. So that's where I'm mm-hmm. at.
Well, you besides the two books, you have a three-act children's musical entitled Peace Begins with You and Me. And you are also have recorded 9 award-winning albums under the name Cheryl Melody. Wow, you're very accomplished. And now you're stepping into this second career, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, I think if you live a long time, you can have more than one career, right?
Yes.
And yeah. You're constantly evolving. You're constantly finding out new things about yourself. And writing has just sort of taken a front step for me and Spotlight. And of course, before, you know, and then I composed my own songs. So that's another way of delivering my messages of, you know, love and compassion and inclusion. And so now writing is another way. And that's what I'm concentrating on and blending the two.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. I get that. So later in the show, we'll play a clip of one of your songs for the listeners. So we'll try to figure out, because I don't know how to do intros and outros. We'll have Doug maybe switch things. Like I promised you a long time ago, that would be the intro to the song, but to the show. Well, I'm also doing a YouTube channel. I'll be launching in December, so I know how to edit now. So I may be able to put that in there too. So, because I want to promote your music. Yeah, so
Thank you.
Still working on that. That's taken me so long to launch it.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations on that, Amy. That's great. And the song is called If You Have a Dream. So it's your dream, it's my dream, whatever dreams each of us has. So that's a perfect song to put wherever, you know, on YouTube or in the show or...
Yeah.
You know.
Well, in fact, why don't we have my producer play that right now, a clip of that song. How's that?
Okay. All right.
Reach out with both wings. Unlimited possibilities. Reach for the stars. You have the power to make your dreams come true. The power is all inside you to dream, to act upon your dreams, to love, to find peace within you, to be all of who you really are. Stand fully in yourself, in your I am. Look up high.
Well, thank you very much to my producer for slipping that clip in of this song. And where can they find that song, Melody? Where
can
our
you can find it. If you have a dream, it's everywhere. It's on Apple Music, Amazon Music, CD Baby. You can download it on just any kind of digital downloading medium. So
awesome! That's great. So let's talk about your new book entitled Heart Dreamer, Stepping into Life, Love, Creativity, and Dreams No Matter What. I like that, Dreams No Matter What, because sometimes people stomp on our dreams. And we're like, I didn't even start it yet. What are you talking about? What do you mean it's going to be a failure? How did you come into this book? How did it come through you?
Okay, so that's such a really good question, but I have a really strange answer for you. I was folding laundry.
Okay.
I was folding laundry, and all of a sudden, I saw the words Heart Dreamer in big, bold font in my head, in my mind, with a hyphen in between. It seemed like there had to be a hyphen in between the heart and the dreamer. And I was not looking for anything else to do. I was not looking for another project that takes a lot of time. But I'm how these things are. And I'm like, well, what was that? You know, and the first thing I usually do is resist it. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to, I think I made this up. I'm not paying any attention. And then my other voice said, no, this is how everything happens for you, whether it's a song or a concert that you imagine first, or having a better relationship, And so this is something, what I call a wisdom whisper, that just got whispered to you. You've got to pay attention to it. So that's honestly, how it started. I'm like, okay, wow. And I started to pay attention.
Yep, that's how it happens with me too. It's like, with this YouTube channel that I'm going to be launching, it's like, this has been in the works for about a year. They've been my guides, angels, my spiritual posse is like, you're going to do this. I'm like, no, I don't want to do it.
You're like that too?
Oh, yes, I'm very resistant. I'm like, really? I love to be on the radio, but you want me to be in front of a camera and show off with makeup on. Okay, this is really going to be interesting. So,
Well, I'm glad I'm not the only one that's resistant, like the 2-year-old tantrum.
Yes. Yeah, and it's like, it's better you just do it. And so, you know, it sounds like you and I have a similar resistance.
Well, yeah, but then there's a stronger voice, the yes voice, like, okay, I'm going to say yes to the universe. And so that stronger voice, or we make it the stronger voice by choice, is the one that I listen to in the end, usually, especially if you think it's your highest intuition that's speaking to you, you know?
Yes, I get that. And so I've recently done some YouTube interviews myself in front of the camera, and I'm like, oh, this is not so bad. I just got to put makeup on. Like I said, I'm not real. I live in Florida. You blow your nose and makeup comes onto the tissue because of the damn water.
I know. And you never have a good hair day. At least I don't when I go to Florida.
I don't mind. The hair is fine. It's the makeup. So
that's good.
Yes, so kidding aside, so you decided to write it. Why did you write it besides that voice? Do you think you were inspired? Do you think you channeled it? I mean, why and how did you write it?
Yeah, I just, I didn't know why this was happening, except that I looked at it as something higher than me, bigger than me, tap me on the shoulder and the heart, and I needed to pay attention. And I realized that it was a gift. And the fact that I am, I can't believe this, but already in my 70s, I realized that, you know, I think every age has something to say, but I think the longer you live, you have a lot to say. And so I just felt like, well, maybe this is telling me that the time is now to say everything that I know about being a dreamer, going for your dreams, creativity, determination, resilience, persistence, heart listening, all of that. And so I looked at it that way and just kind of followed the breadcrumbs or the whispers or whatever. And it, you know, it was quite a journey. I started it in 2017. I was actually trying to piece it together today. Like, when did this first happen? And it was like November 2017. And at that point, I wanted to call it Heart Dreamer, but unfortunately, I ran it by somebody. And that person said, Heart Dreamer, why do you want to call it that? And for some reason, I was swayed by that person, and I called it No Matter What for a long, long time. And I do think those three words are key in the title. But eventually, in 2018, I changed it to the way that it came to me when I was folding the laundry, Heart Dreamer, with the hyphen in the middle, because our heart and our dreams are connected. And then in between, and then in 2018, my husband had a heart attack. So I kept writing, but I wasn't writing very well. I was just writing to keep myself together and grounded during a really difficult time. And then when he got better and when I started feeling better about him being better, I took a look at the book again and I saw that it really needed some work. So I started pulling 20-hour days without any problem. It's just I started getting carried away, kind of making up for lost time. And then it started to really flow. And then I started to really dig in deep into my soul and try to share more of myself personally with everyone so they would see, so people would see that they're not alone with, you know, insecurities and fears, but here's how to overcome them and the healing tools that I value. And the book is filled with all kinds of experiential exercises and self-discovery tools. And every chapter ends with my life wisdom because, you know, I thought that would be a good idea. And then not only is my life wisdom in there, but some of the people in that Facebook Shift of Heart group their wisdom is in there and their life experiences. So you will see sections in some of the chapters called Community Wisdom. And that's from people all over the world, because I didn't want to be the only voice in the book. So it's a real rich, rich kind of experience for the reader. And I think most people are going to be represented.
Okay, well, let me go into the book a little bit. Like, what are the titles of some of the chapters and the sections within the chapters? You mentioned about community, your wisdom. What are some of the title of the chapters and the sections?
Yeah. Okay, well, the first chapter is called Seeds of Inspiration. Every chapter starts with a quote, and I had to get permission for all those quotes, so that was quite a journey in and of itself, from, you know, different people in different fields, and some people gave their permission, some people didn't. So Seeds of Inspiration is a little background about my childhood, about my experiences with bullying, but more than that, how I've used my childhood wounds as a path towards healing by creating projects with purposeful intentions and messages. So, you know, that's a little bit about Seeds of Inspiration, and there's also a section in there about choosing your spirit name, and that's a real interesting concept that Native American culture has, you know, told us about. And then the second chapter is called Healing from Inside Out. So I share lots of healing tools, how to use them, everything from how to use power words so that you can change and grow from inside out and not reinforce your inner critic, but instead go back to loving yourself or love yourself for the first time. So I do a lot of workshops, mini workshops in the book on how to use words. Words matter, and the power of visualization, meditation, sound healing, on and on. So that's a great chapter. And then the third chapter is called A Leap of Faith. So I brainstorm different creative ideas and dreams to kind of plant seeds within you and invite you to dance between the caterpillar phase and the butterfly phase, and helping you listen to yourself to decide which phase you're in. Do you need to rest? Is it time for you to grow? You know, that kind of thing. And the fourth chapter is called Secrets of a Heart Dreamer. It really shares everything I know about creativity and dreams, and I give all kinds of creativity exercises for people, especially people who think they don't have a creative bone in their body, and ways to overcome fear and self-sabotage and channel your, what I call your inner toddler. Chapter five is called Best Friends Forever. And it's a beautiful chapter about how to love yourself more than maybe you do at this time. And chapter six is called I Am Enough. And I talk about those three words, the power behind those three words. And I talk about the meaning, the truest meaning of success. And how imperfection is wonderful, and all kinds of really juicy things like that. Chapter seven is called Ebb and Flow, and it talks about that traumatic event that I experienced, and tips on how to get to paradise, inner paradise, in less than 5 minutes, different tools that you can use, even in the middle of life challenges. And then the last chapter is called Follow Your Heart, and it's true stories and life wisdom. And I also talk about my relationship and how to live a humanity 101 kind of life. And and then it culminates in a beautiful chapter that's devoted to the reader called The Real Winner. So and every chapter ends with the lyrics to one of my songs that fits into the chapter. So that's the book in a heart shell. so, yeah. You know, I mean, the main reason I wrote the book is to inspire people mm-hmm. who dream already to think about dreaming mm-hmm. even bigger. People who've lost their dreams along the way, I plant mm-hmm. seeds on how to stir and reignite that part of you and to help you figure out what your next steps might be. So mm-hmm. it's a very, you know, I love to encourage people and mm-hmm. offer them the compassion they may not offer themselves. And mm-hmm. So that's the tone of the book.
It's interesting that I remember when your husband had the heart attack in 18. That really transformed you, didn't it? It really transformed
it
you.
It did. One of the ways was that I don't ask for help typically, and mm-hmm. during that time I felt so alone, and I did reach mm-hmm. out to the group for help, mm-hmm. and you know, things like that, and also I learned, you know, like writing was my grounding tool. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that I was writing well, but while mm-hmm. my husband was in the hospital, I was writing all night long just to keep myself together. And so it mm-hmm. was a way to refocus the negative and what was going on and to calm myself. And it was in a way like noticing a flower and suddenly sniffing it, you know, and noticing its colors in the middle of some kind of awful situation you're in. So mm-hmm. it's just that dance between, you know, chaos and inner peace that mm-hmm. we can live at the same time. So that's kind of what I learned.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's when I was going through my wonderful childhood, and I'm being sarcastic as I say that, I used to write novels and stories. And I still do that, but my life is not as chaotic as it was. So I would kind of hide, you know, really get into those. Yep. I used to write fiction. So I had characters I used to go into. So I get that. And when you are going through a crisis like that, and I think we as, you know, I'm going to put, you know, myself in that category. You're the spiritual teacher. Sometimes the spiritual teacher, it's humility that you ask for help. Sometimes you need help mm-hmm. yourself. You can't be the pillar of strength or, you know, superwoman, and, you know, sometimes you need help from other people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's more humbling for me, too, because I've recently had to do that with certain things, and I'm like, I don't like this, but then you're like, okay, they want to be there for me. Let them do it, you know.
Yeah, well, you're there for other people. I mean, it's a give and a receive and a take, and it should be mm-hmm. that dance, you know, really. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's good, Amy, that you're doing that.
Well, good for you,
good
too.
Idea.
I mean, yeah. It's hard. I'm just saying it's hard for us women to think we're strong and we have the weight of the world on our shoulders.
That's true. Women do have that issue a lot of times, and some men do as well. The mm-hmm. crazy thing for me at that timing was that I had just started the Shift Apart Facebook group. So that's my role in that is to be people's guide and life coach and, mm-hmm. You know, pep talk rooter. And all of a sudden I found myself needing them before I even had a chance to help them. So that was mm-hmm. kind of, you know, that kind of surprised me.
Yep.
But it was mm-hmm. a good thing. So.
Yes, it is. It's like, like I said, that's why I talk about my experiences on the radio and we'll be on talking in YouTube. It's to tell people, hey, just because you're the spiritual teacher doesn't mean you don't have problems in your life.
No.
Sometimes you have a lot of problems in your life,
that's
a lot
right.
of obstacles to
yeah,
overcome,
well,
and you're the example
what we
of how
need
to overcome.
Learn. That's
yep.
right. Mm-hmm. We teach what we need to learn and keep learning.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That. So,
and I never tried to, I don't want anyone to look at me as a guru. I,
mm-hmm.
first of all, I believe
mm-hmm.
that we are our own inner guru and
mm-hmm.
the answers are inside us.
Yeah.
But I want people to know I'm just like they are. And
mm-hmm.
Just sometimes I'm able to channel some higher wisdom for other people and kind of leave the other melody and the, you know, the one that might be having issues, I can kind of leave her and channel from a higher place. So that's a wonderful gift to be able to step into that, you know, on behalf of other people and for myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So speaking of other individuals, can you read a few of the testimonials in your book for us?
Oh, sure. Let's see. One of the testimonials is from Ricky Cage, who is a Grammy Award-winning composer, conservationist, and United Nations global humanitarian artist. And he wrote, I couldn't believe he even said yes to doing a testimonial in the middle of doing concerts around the world. But he wrote something so powerful. He said, more often than not, we have to look inside ourselves and do a bit of soul searching to find answers to the innumerable questions that we have. Melody's brilliant, life-changing book caused me to do just that. In doing so, I found reserves of positivity within myself on my path of positive social impact through music. Heart Dreamer is not just a book, it is a way of life. So I love that. And then Dr. Bernie Siegel, he's written, he's a New York Times bestselling author, and he wrote Love, Medicine, and Miracles, and many other books. And he's just an exceptional person.
Yeah.
I'll just give you a brief, his first sentence, he said, as soon as I saw the sentence, allow your heart to guide you, I knew Melody's words contained the truth about life. And he goes on, you know, so these are just wonderful. And I have a testimonial from a interfaith minister and from a psychotherapist and from a producer and host of a show called Oneness and Wellness, and from a professional storyteller, and from a librarian who said that the book is an intimate workshop of hope and love that awaits you between the pages. Melody's ability to see us singular humans and envision our greatness is a miracle in and of itself. So it's very nice to be alive and read some nice stuff about you, what you're doing, you know? It's lovely. You know?
Yeah, it is. Age is only a number, sweetie. It's only a chronological number. At least that's what I've been told.
Well, the book is a lot about agelessness, and so that's really what the undercurrent is, really, in the message, really. And there's a section in the book, if I could read that to you.
Sure.
It's under Life Wisdom. I'm not sure what chapter this is. It could be Leap of Faith. It is a Leap of Faith. It says, I don't question the wisdom whispers that dance in my heart. If I sense that the whisper came from my highest intuition, I listen. Wherever the whisper leads, I follow. Even if I am insecure, fearful, and insufficiently knowledgeable, when I hear a whisper that aligns with my core values, I vibrate a resounding yes. If I have an intuitive feeling that the knock on my door of dreams is a mystical push toward my next steps in life, I say yes. If I sense that this dream will uplift the human spirit, I say yes. If I know that it will expand me as a human being, I say yes. If I feel that my new vision will stimulate and expand my passion and creative energy, I say yes. So that's the, you know, the kind of sharing that I do in the book.
That's great. It's awesome. It's you can tell when things are channeled, they're a higher vibration than other words, and that feels to me like it was channeled from God.
Yes, and a lot of this book was channeled, and I don't know how much time we have, but I would love to read one more life wisdom. Do we have a little bit more time?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Go ahead.
Oh,
go
ahead, great. Sweetie. This is something I really want to leave with the listener. Not that we're leaving. I have no idea how much time we have left. But it says, this is in the last chapter called Follow Your Heart. Someday you will know your reason for everything. You will use your pain to help those in need. And by helping them, you will heal yourself. Your greater purpose will become your reason for everything. Always keep your heart open and your eyes up toward the light of promise and hope. It is never too late to notice the rainbow from your difficult experiences, and it is never too late to breathe in a new purpose, passion, mission, and dream. Invite positive thoughts to your dynamic life, and when your dreams make themselves known, say yes. Walk toward the whispers, believe in yourself, move forward, and honor the meaning and purpose in your life. Don't lose sight of it for a minute. Even during difficult times, hold your dreams close to your heart and forge a unique path. Reach out with both wings, step into your butterfly spirit, and encourage your inner heart dreamer to soar high. Believe, dream, listen, do, become, trust, love, let go, have fun.
Oh. Yeah, sometimes we get in our own way. That's been my experience. We sometimes get in our own way. We allow people into our heads. And just remember that those dreams, those thoughts, those heart whispers are really from God. God would not have placed those in your vision or your heart if he wasn't feeling that you were meant to do those things. You know, some people don't
get that. That's beautifully said, yes.
Yes.
That's exactly it. And I always say a prayer, like a little prayer to myself before I do something like what we're doing, or I do a book talk or a concert, you know, it's just, please help me get out of my own way for the greater good. Because it's not about me. It's about inspiring other people. And and that's all I really care about. So.
Yes, and sometimes you don't realize why you went through what you went through. Maybe when you were younger, you were saying you were bullied. I had a horrible childhood, which, you know, I'm trying to turn into a positive and motivate me to help other people with their traumatic childhood. So sometimes you just don't know what you don't know until you get older.
Yeah, I'm sorry you had a horrible childhood.
It's okay. I'm not playing the victim. I'm using it to be a victim.
Yeah. Well, a therapist once told me that it's because if you've gone through a lot of things, you're better able to understand other people and empathize and offer compassion. And if you didn't go through those things, maybe you wouldn't be like that at all. So I don't know. And there's something in my book about every experience that we've ever had teaches us something, including the people who were not great to us. They teach us how not to be.
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. I have a whole slew of cast of characters in my family of origin for that. So,
So you know who not to be. And that's the teacher. That's the teacher showing up for you and for me. You know what didn't feel good, and you know that you are forging a different path. And that's the main thing, you know, to stay in the light. Try to stay in the light. And have faith. Have faith that even if you're feeling like you're in darkness, or some of the past has come to, bite you where you live, you will shift. That's why I call my Facebook site Shift Apart, Paths to Healing and Love. You will shift. Feelings are very transitory, and you're going to move through it, and you'll go, you know, it's like a wave, right? So.
Feelings aren't facts. This too shall pass.
That's right.
So with your current book, Heart Dreamer, how does it stand out from other self-help books?
Well, I think it's a very rich book, multidimensional. Yeah. I talk about my personal and professional life. I talk about my vulnerabilities. I talk about what tools I use. And then I give people experiential exercises so that if someone wants to really grow and change from inside out, and I just received a part of somebody's journal, she emailed it to me to show me what she already got out of reading the first few chapters and how it's already changed her life. So it has how-tos, you know. It's not just proselytizing and lecturing, but it's giving you concrete tools and at the same time a lot of wisdom, a lot of encouragement. And then, like I said, the voices of other people besides myself, so that people from all walks of life will be represented and in the book. So I believe it's 267 pages. I dug really deeply, and you know, I think it stands apart in those ways.
No, I was reading through the book. It's a very easy read. It's not something that you can kind of, sometimes the easy read it is, sometimes you have to really take up chunks of it and just digest it. I mean, that's what I got from your book when I was looking through it, that I had to take a little bit of chunks and digest it and then, you know, come back to it.
And it's also not a once-through book. It's something you can use as your as your guide and your personal workshop and your encouragement and your life coach. There's one woman who right now is in a rehab center, you know, where she got very ill, and she said she felt like I was life coaching her and doing a workshop with her all night long. She just, you know, really loved it. And so, yeah, that's what I wanted.
Yeah, sometimes when you're going through those dark nights of the soul, that's part of it. That's a dark night of the soul to me. You need somebody, something like your book, to get you through that so you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And that's encouraging, because, when you're in rehab or you're detoxing or you're going through a divorce and you're feeling very alone, it's only you and God. And sometimes a book yours can be the bridge to God, you know?
And it can lift you up. You know, I have some lines in there about hopelessness is the worst disease of all. And so this book gives people hope, and that is really the main intention of it. And it's for people that are having a rough time, but it's also for people that are not having a rough time, but know that there's an ebb and flow to living life. So, you know, it's a good time now, but... you know, who knows, right? So, So it's, you know, for whatever phase you're in right now, I think it will give people hope and renewed confidence in themselves and in the universe working for you, with you.
Right. Instead of you feeling the world against you, it conspires with you, not against you. Universe.
Exactly. Even if you can't figure it out and don't see how that's possible, the answer will be evident at some point, you know?
Usually does show up later.
Yeah.
So what is your overall intention in Heart Dreamer?
I'm sorry?
What is your overall intention in Heart Dreamer?
To inspire people and to give them hope. Like I said before, that's like number one, and to get them to dream bigger dreams or to find that part of themselves that never knew how to dream. You know, some people are very matter of fact and practical and won't allow themselves to dream. What I call walking toward the mystical magic of the unknown. So I'm your guide to help you go toward the mystical magic of the unknown, and be curious walk toward it and invite it into your life. So those are some of my intentions.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
When you write a book, that you always have an audience that you want to reach. Yeah. So in reaching
That's
your
right.
audience, who mm-hmm. was this book for? What was your intended audience when you wrote this book? Did you have one?
Well, it's really for, I just feel like it's for anyone. I think it's for the senior in high school who's mm-hmm. kind of confused about what they might want to do next. If you're in college, I think it's for people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, midlife crisis, elderhood, you know, all of that. It's for people interested in holistic body, mind, and spirit, healing, and positive, walking positive paths. And it's also for somebody working three jobs but still holds that dream, you know, someday it's going to be better for me. And they've mm-hmm. got it tattooed on their arm with some kind of saying or something. You know, it's for all those people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just pray that, you know, I'm sure the right people will find it somehow. And mm-hmm. And I look forward to hearing from people. I heard from a couple of people today, and it just makes it all those 20-hour days and nights worth it
mm-hmm.
to know that it even helped one person. So,
mm-hmm.
or inspired
yeah.
them. You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some days you just don't know why you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and then you find out later, oh, yes, I'm supposed to be
yeah.
helping a plethora
yeah.
of people out there.
right, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And so in what ways can it help us most, this book? You gave an example of people, different walks of life, but what do you feel, in what ways can this book help us most?
I think it can plant seeds inside a mm-hmm. Person and kind of mm-hmm. jiggle them, wake
yes.
them up and say, oh, I can see myself in this. Yeah, why
mm-hmm.
not me? And, you know, that vision I had, maybe I'll bring that to the forefront. Maybe I'll dream about it a little more. Maybe I'll, you know, write mm-hmm. down specifically what I envision for, you know, my future. It's to kind of jiggle people and, you know, mm-hmm. motivate them, inspire them, lift them up, mm-hmm. give them hope, and give them tools, because I don't want mm-hmm. only to be fluff and ethereal and heaven. I want to be grounded as well. So I have a mm-hmm. mix of groundedness. I'm a teacher at heart. I've taught forever. So I have mm-hmm. a lot of teaching, mm-hmm. and I have, you know, a mix of encouragement and lifting people up and life wisdom.
Okay. And finally, what are the healing tools are shared in this book? What are your healing tools that are shared in the book?
Well, they're throughout the book. Chapter 2 has mm-hmm. a lot of them. But I also sprinkle healing tools throughout the book. So everything from journal writing, I have specific how-tos on how to visualize the healing power of visualization, mm-hmm. how to create positive affirmations and sentences mm-hmm. so that it changes your life, how to dispel the words that were told to you when you were younger and how to change them around to a positive mm-hmm. affirmation. So mm-hmm. I'm a specialist in wordsmithing and mm-hmm. the healing power of words. Mm-hmm. I also am a sound healer, so I have a section in there on how to do it. Meditation, how to be in the present moment, go back to your breath. So I have very user-friendly, simple, one or two pages of how to do this and how to do that so that mm-hmm. People will be invited to try it out that maybe mm-hmm. never explored a lot of things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some people you talk to and they're just like, well, what is that? How do you do that? And you're like, oh, you just, I think, I assume anyway that people should know different things that I'm talking about. It's like, no, people don't. It's, they're seekers and they're looking for a different way of life. So it's still a different way of looking at things or whatever. So in your book, it feels to me like you're teaching the basics to some individuals.
Yeah, I'm teaching the basics. And like I say in the book, it's like potato chips once you experience.
Yeah.
I don't know if you like potato chips, but I do.
Yes, I do.
You experience one, you want more. So I look at healing tools like that. I look at them as spiritual vegetables and desserts, and I talk about that a lot.
Okay. Well, Melody, we're coming to a close in the show. Can you tell people where they can find your book and Heart Dreamer, Stepping into Life, Love, Creativity, and Dreams, No Matter What?
Right. Right now, you can get it on Amazon.com. Just type in Heart Dreamer or Cheryl Melody Baskin, and it'll pop up. My website is being worked on right now to include Heart Dreamer. So eventually, if you log on to shiftofheart.com, you'll be able to purchase it through that. But right now, it will be on Amazon. And so that's how you can do it. I can also send you an autographed copy. So you can get hold of me on CherylMelody@gmail.com, and we can discuss how to manage that. So different things. And right now the ebook format is being worked on by somebody. So eventually it'll be an ebook in different versions as well.
Cool. Well, Melody, thank you for coming on. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And it's a pleasure as always. Well, this is Amy Toy for Angel Answers with Amy Toy. Remember, may the angels carry you through, and hopefully the listeners will pick up Heart Dreamer, Stepping into Life, Love, Creativity, and Dreams, No Matter What by Cheryl Melody Baskin, and you can find it on the web and pick it up. It's a great read.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.